Hey guys, what's up? This is Dave. I got a few movies I want to talk about, do some reviews on, and do a couple of rants on. I've been on a roll. You guys know I always spit out the reviews and always watching movies, old and new. So this episode, I want to talk about A Beautiful Mind. It came out in 2001, and it's a pretty deep movie, so it's probably going to be a deep rant for me. I love the movie, by the way. And the other movie I want to talk about is a fun movie, fun popcorn flick that I think is pretty underrated. It's The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and that came out in 2003. It's basically kind of like a superhero flick, more or less. So I guess I'll start with A Beautiful Mind. Like I said, it came out in 2001. It's a PG-13 drama romance. It was directed by Ron Howard. The film won an Academy Award for Best Picture. The premise goes like this. After John Nash, a brilliant but asocial mathematician, accepts secret work in cryptography, his life takes a turn for the nightmarish. That doesn't really say a whole lot about the movie, but I'm going to get a little bit more into it without spoilers. So the movie stars Russell Crowe as John Nash. Ed Harris is in it, amazing actor. Jennifer Connelly, she's good and she's nice to look at. Paul Bettany's in it. I like Paul Bettany a lot. Been in a ton of films. Recently, he's Vision in the Avengers films in the Marvel Universe. The film got an 8.2 on IMDb, that's a great score. It got a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is also, that's a good score. And, at the time, Roger Ebert gave it a 4 out of 4 when he was alive. So, I don't want to bore you guys, but let me read a little bit about, John Nash. So, I'm going to try not to drag this out, but here's a little bit of information on this guy to, really explain like how brilliant he was. And I'm going to get into a few details about him without really like spoiling the movie. So, John Forbes Nash Jr., he was born in 1928 and he died May 23rd, 2015 in a car accident. Pretty unfortunate. Was an American mathematician who made fundamental contributions to game theory, differential geometry, and the study of partial differential equations, whatever that means. Nash's work has provided insight into the factors that govern chance and decision-making inside complex systems found in daily life. I'm wrapping up here. His theories are used in economics, computing, evolutionary biology, artificial intelligence, accounting, computer science, games of skill, politics, and military theory. He served as a senior research mathematician at Princeton. Whoa. He did that during the later part of his life. He won, in 1994, he won a Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. So the guy, he was a genius. He was, just a brilliant individual. And, but he had demons, and what his demons were, he was schizophrenic. He suffered from severe schizophrenia to the point where he would, hallucinate and see people that didn't exist. So, I'm going to try not to spoil the movie for you, but it was a very deep movie. It was kind of like, it was a drama. You know, it was a drama romance because, Jennifer Connelly was like his love interest, and he was just like a weird, quirky individual. Like, I don't know if you guys encountered, super, super brilliant people in your lifetime. I mean, if you met me in person, then you would, just messing. But, a lot of times when you meet really, really bright, super brilliant people, it's like if all their brain power goes into like studies and, you know, all their energy focuses on, you know, book smarts and studies and information, and their social skills are not really up to par. And I know you've encountered people like that. They're just like socially awkward. They don't know what to say at times. They don't know what to do. They come across as weird. They just don't get like social etiquette. And I know I've personally encountered people like that, especially like when I look in the mirror. just messing. But, yeah, it's, you come across these people and it's kind of sad because they really have a hard time in life and it's not their fault. It's just like the way their brain is wired. But in this guy's case, he actually had like a mental illness to top it off, on top of being like socially awkward. And, it's just crazy, man. I don't know how to get into the movie without spoiling stuff for you, but it has a lot of scenes that are like touching. They're sad. The fact that this movie's based on a true story, and I know that a lot of times when a movie says based on a true story, like a lot of things are like amplified and boosted up, you know, for Hollywood, because that's what Hollywood does. They omit stuff, they add shit, and it makes for like a better movie. But even like just thinking that, you know, even if part of this movie is like factual, you know, it's still pretty incredible and amazing. And from the information I read on this guy, quite a bit of the movie is like on point, you know, like he really did suffer from schizophrenia. And, watching a movie, I can't even like imagine, you know, like suffering from something like that where like you see people and the things that, you know, you believe in, you know, they're not reality. Like that is like extremely trippy. Like what do you, like, how do you know like what to believe in? It's like you're living in a nightmare. You know what I mean? But for this guy to, you know, battle these demons and somehow overcome this. And I wish I could get into the movie, but I'm not going to, because it's such an amazing movie that I think that everybody should watch it at least once in their lifetime. Came out in 2001. It's a little bit older. I remember being, you know, fairly young and watching this movie. And I've always been into like film, and I've always appreciated all different types of movies. I like action movies. I like, you know, stupid popcorn flicks. I like deep dramas. I appreciated this movie. I really did. I thought it was like absolutely amazing when I saw it. And I haven't seen it in years, like freaking years. So I decided to revisit it and check it out again. And I don't own the movie, which is a shame. I have to own this movie. It's one of those movies that you watch every now and then, because once you watch it once, I think it's enough for like a while. But fortunately, I forgot a lot about the movie. So watching it again was almost like a fresh experience for me. And, it's just a great movie. Like I warn you, it's a long movie. It's deep. It has a lot of messages in it. And, I highly recommend it, man. It may not be for everybody, but it's just a great movie. If somebody says that the movie's bad or it sucks, you are out of your freaking mind. Like this is one of those movies that, you know, even though it's not your cup of tea, man, it's just a good movie. And like I said, you know, before you die, it's a movie you have to watch. I thought it was inspiring. It was like touching at times. Highly recommend it. I'm going to grade, A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe. Oh, but by the way, let me just talk about the performances on Russell Crowe. He absolutely killed it. I mean, I think Russell Crowe is a great actor. Some people might disagree. One of my favorite movies with him, and this is a favorite of many people, is Gladiator. Gladiator was absolutely freaking amazing. Russell Crowe, he did a fantastic job in this movie. It really showed his acting chops. Great job by Russell Crowe. Ed Harris is in it. Ed Harris is always phenomenal. So underrated. Every time he's in a movie, he just does well. Like I said, I think he's very underrated. Jennifer Connelly did okay. I don't think she gets enough credit. I do think she's a pretty good actress as well. Paul Bettany is very entertaining. He has like a charisma about him. And I also do think he's a good actor. And I just think that the movie had a great cast. It also was directed by Ron Howard. Come on, Ron Howard's a legend, man. Any movie that Ron Howard does, it's usually good. I mean, he's definitely a solid director. And it's no surprise that he did this movie. And it was awarded an Academy Award for Best Picture. But rant, I'm going to wrap this up right now with this movie anyway. I'm going to grade A Beautiful Mind. I'm going to give it a B+. I think it's very deserving of a B+. I don't think in my opinion, it doesn't deserve an A. It could be an A. I mean, it's that good of a movie, but ultimately my final grade is a B+. Like I said, not to sound redundant, just give it a shot, man. Give it a shot. If you want to see a deep movie that's touching and inspiring, you know, a drama with a little bit of love mixed in, check out A Beautiful Mind. Before you leave this earth, it's a movie worth watching. All right, so that's my review for A Beautiful Mind. No spoilers. The next film I want to talk about is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And this is it's basically a superhero movie. It's like the Avengers assembled before there were Avengers on screen. But the cool aspect of it is, you know, the super beings in this movie are like iconic characters like in literature. And, for example, we have a vampire, we have Captain Nemo, we have Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, we have the Invisible Man, we have Dorian Gray, we have, I believe the character is Alan Quatermain, that's who Sean Connery plays. I'll read the premise for you guys. In an alternate Victorian age world, a group of famous contemporary fantasy and adventure characters team up on a secret mission. They have the Phantom, you know, like from the Phantom of the Opera. It's a fun movie, man. It's PG-13, came out in 2003. It's a fantasy action. It got a 5.8 on IMDb, 5.8, excuse me, Unfair. It got a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. I do not fucking get that. I don't get it. It definitely is way, way better than a 17%. That is bullshit. Utter bullshit. It got a 30% on Metacritic. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people, but the movie is way better than that. It's directed by Stephen Norrington. Stephen Norrington, he also directed Blade, if I'm not mistaken. He has a track record. He worked on a lot of different films. I want to say he also worked on Aliens. I love the movie. The movie, you know, it came out in 03. It's a little old school, so it has kind of like old school action to it. And the effects, to me, in my personal opinion, they were fun. They were fun, and they hold up. It's a different kind of special effects. Like, they're dated, but they don't look bad. And it's like a certain style. It's like stylized effects. It's not like the CGI of today where they try to make everything look super real. Back then, you know, for that movie, they were like slightly cartoony, but they were fun. I think the movie had great dialogue, great writing. I love Sean Connery's performance in it. He definitely was, he was older already. I mean, like Sean Connery, he's freaking old right now. Like Sean Connery gotta be like 90 years old. He gotta be late 80s. God bless the man. He is an absolute legend. I saw recent pictures of him and damn, does he look bad. He looks really, really bad. God bless the guy. You know, he's gotta be, you know, I mean, I'm not saying this to jinx anything, but he's gotta be like in his last licks in his way. Of course, you know, being in your late 80s or, you know, possibly like 90. Like, I don't even know how old he is. He has to be late 80s. He just looks bad. And, when Sean Connery goes, it's gonna be a sad day in film, man. Sean Connery he's an absolute legend. He's probably regarded as the best James Bond ever, and he's been in so many movies. I mean, the guy, I mean, he's a legend. There's no other word for it. So he's one of those actors that when he goes, it's going to make a huge impact, and I'm going to be extremely sad about it, like super bummed. The same way I would feel about Robert De Niro, the same way I would feel about Al Pacino, the same way I would feel about Anthony Hopkins, Patrick Stewart, I mean, but Sean Connery is Sean Connery, man. And for this movie, he still had it. Like, he still had that Sean Connery swag. And it looked like he did a lot of his own stunts, you know. He did the best he could. And he was just great in the movie, man. He was great in the movie. And I think, I may be mistaken on this, but I believe he retired after this movie because he was so disappointed in what it, in the success of it. But it actually was, it was a success. Like, you know, financially, I think the budget was probably like 80 million or something like that. I don't know the exact numbers, but it made like 178 million in the box office. So they definitely made their money back, but critically, it just was like shitted on so bad. And I don't know why. Like, the movie was not meant to be taken serious, man. I think the premise was fun. You know, it was different. You're taking all these like iconic characters like in literature and, you know, making a superhero team out of them. It's just a fun premise, man, and original. My favorite character out of the whole movie was Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde played by, he played Dr. Jekyll and he played Edward Hyde. Both performances for both characters, great, freaking fun and amazing to me. I almost wish that Jason Fleming had his own movie. You know what I mean? Maybe not as like hokey as League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but, he was definitely my favorite character. I love, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I think the whole dynamic with that character is just like amazing. And in this movie, what they did with him was just like fun. His costume looked kind of interesting. He basically was like when he was like Hyde, he was just like in a giant like suit with like super jacked arms, like Popeye arms. It was fun, man. I cut the movie like a lot of slack because it came out in 2003 and I appreciate they try to, you know, make it practical. And when they do like practical effects, it like definitely adds something to the film. But you know, if you really scrutinize it, it can look like hokey and like shitty and stupid. But like I said, I cut it a lot of slack and I try to just like get into the movie. And, I really liked Hyde, man. I thought his design looked cool and it was like over the top. He had like these little legs. He looked like a super roided out dude, with the fucking chops and shit on his cheeks and, you know, gnarly looking teeth. He was a cool character, man. Jason Fleming's portrayal as Hyde was just like fun. You know, he was like badass. He was an anti-hero in the movie and they had to kind of like, bring him around. Like he was bad. So, like, I don't want to spoil, you know, the movie for you guys, but there's certain scenes with Hyde, which are just like, they were badass. Jason Fleming, the actor, like, well, he's Dr. Jekyll in the movie. He walks by like mirrors and stuff and he's having like an inner battle with Hyde. Like Hyde is begging him to like be released. And, you know, like Hyde is bad. And then also in reverse, when Hyde is in action, he'll see like Jekyll like in reflections, you know, and it's just a cool dynamic. I've always been fascinated with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I hope that they make a future movie, you know, based on that character and it's like done well. He reminds me of the Hulk, you know. The Hulk is probably heavily based on Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But anyway, rant. I went on a lengthy rant on that character. He was my favorite out of the whole film. There were other characters in the film that were cool. Like I said, I liked the whole premise behind it. I thought the action for it was like reminiscent of like kind of like an Indiana Jones film in a way, but with like super beings. Like I said, I liked the effects. Captain Nemo was kind of badass. I like what they did with the characters. They kind of reinvented them, but they didn't. Like, they were true to, like, what they are in literature, but reinvented again. And, I just think it was, like, smart writing. And the movie's underrated, man. It's 100% underrated. I don't know why it got shitted on so bad, but if you check out the movie and you go into it with an open mind and understand you're watching a over-the-top popcorn action fantasy superhero type film, you're going to enjoy the ride. Listen to the dialogue. Listen to the one-liners. You know, just try to have fun with it and appreciate it. And you're going to like the movie. If you go into it expecting, you know, if you've never seen it and you're like accustomed to like the Marvel Disney films right now, you're going to think it's pure shit. You know what I mean? That's just going to happen because it's not going to really stand up to like the current films, like, you know, similar to that right now, but it has a special place in my heart. I've seen the movie many times. you know, I was born in New York and I moved to New England, like right around, 97. And, you know, shortly, well, not shortly, because the movie came out in 03, but the movie to me is linked with, you know, getting adjusted to New England life. And, I remember just watching a movie quite a bit, like on TV and watching it in general. And, I'm a little biased towards it. Like it has a special place in my heart. I thought it was a lot of fun and I own it on Blu-ray and I'm very happy that I own it on Blu-ray. So, my grade for League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is, it's going to be a B. And that sounds crazy because on Rotten Tomatoes, they gave that shit a 17%. That's totally unfair. It is totally unfair. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, but I give it a B for a popcorn, fun, over the top film. That's what I'm giving it a B for. And, I would recommend it. Would I tell somebody to buy it right off the bat? I mean, if you saw it for like $5 on a shelf, like fuck yeah, like hell yeah. I'd be like, check out League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It's fun. I would recommend it if you're bored. So, yeah, man, you know, it's kind of sad going back to Sean Connery again that he retired and he's been out of the game. He's very old now. I don't know if he can come back, to do any more roles. You know, the acting business, to my understanding, it's rough, man. You work long hours and it's very taxing. But I would love to see Sean Connery back for like another little hoorah, you know, a couple of little roles here and there. Sean, if you're listening to this, you know, I know you retired because you were disappointed in the movie and it was like panned by critics. But Mr. Connery, I'm telling you right now, I loved it. I had fun with it and I owned the movie. So, but anyway, guys, that's my review for League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Some of you guys may think I'm out of my freaking rockers. Like I'm insane for the grade that I gave it, but, that's how I feel about it. And that's the beauty of opinions. Nobody's right or wrong. We just have our opinions on things. So that's my review, guys, on, those two films. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I go on rants, but that's me. So, if you enjoy the episode or like the podcast and the content, please subscribe on iTunes. Please rate us. That helps us out a lot. Subscribe, email us with feedback. We have an email. You can find it on our pages. We have a Twitter page. We have a Facebook page. We're very easy to find on the internet. We appreciate the plays, the subscriptions, the downloads. You have no idea how much we appreciate it and the feedback and the messages. It's very humbling to us that, like, you know, people want to hear our opinion, our opinions on films. It's like, you know, it's very, very humbling and we appreciate it. And we're going to keep it going, man. We're going to keep it going for you guys. So, until next time, take care. Catch you later.